Hi, this is Mikayla from Customer Support. How may I assist you?
Yeah, hi. I saw this bill and number on my credit card. What's this for?
This is a call center. We represent over 100 online companies. If you were charged something, we can see if we can locate an account for you and explain
Okay.
why you're being charged. Could you provide me with your zip code?
75078.
Okay, and what's your first and last name?
Neil Kaplan.
Okay, one second.
Kaplan.
That was LAN.
Yes.
Okay, one second.
Thank you.
Okay, so just to confirm again, it was last name was Kaplan, which is Kaplan, and the zip
Yes.
code was 75078.
Correct.
Okay, so nothing came up for that. Do you have a different zip code or, by chance, or another name it could be under?
No.
Okay, we could try the email that you typically use when, so we can see if we can find something with that.
Okay, I'm thinking maybe I know what this is. It was an old zip code. Try to email Firesun20. So that's FIRE. SUN20@hotmail.com.
Okay, one second. Okay, nothing came up with that either. How much were you billed?
Let me go get that charge. Hold on.
Okay.
One second.
Okay.
Entering my bank account. Hold on. So 68.89.
Okay. One second. Okay, so the last thing we could try, if you know it's not under a different name or zip code, we could try the first six and last four of the card, see if it's under a different name, probably.
Okay, hold Okay, see, what do you need?
The first six and the last four of the card that was charged.
4259 09 and then 978309.
Okay, one second. Okay, so the only thing that came up with that was a Adrian Samuel. This appears to be a pretty old account. One
Looks
second,
like
I don't.
some. Okay.
Just trying to see if I can see the charge though, just to make sure.
Yeah, this is a charge. It was done on looks like the 12/27/22.
Okay.
So it just
Yeah,
it
the
looks
only
like
thing
that.
that comes up is Adrian Samuel. I'm assuming you don't know who that person is.
No, I have
Okay.
no idea.
Okay, gotcha. So we can make sure this is counsel for you so you know it won't attempt to bill again. What we advise to do when things like this happen is to contact your bank. They will tell you to contact us. You informed them you already did. We weren't able to find an account in your name. And then they'll contact us to go forward with their fraud investigation and assist you with the charges.
Okay, and you're going to reverse this charge?
Well, we don't have the ability to reverse it. The bank has to dispute it. We can just cancel the account so you know it doesn't bill again, but the bank does have to do a fraud investigation and contact us, and then they'll reverse the charge for you.
And the person's name again was what? Adrian Samuel?
Yes.
Okay. What service was this for?
So the person ordered a tactical bag. The tactical bag is just the bag that was offered to them as a gift. So they ordered the bag and just pay the shipping and handling. By ordering that bag, they also agreed to be enrolled into the monthly membership for the club. The company is the selected premierdiscount.com. It's an online website with different products.
Okay, so you went ahead and deleted me off the account?
Yes, I deleted this account in full so it doesn't try to bill again or anything.
Okay, thanks.
My pleasure. Thank you for contacting us. You have a great day and happy holidays.
You too.